If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're about to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. First up, we're going to be talking about a death occurs every 37 seconds with this disease. Can you guess what it is? We're going to talk about that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Mind the time, it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in Mark 11 that says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. Luke 12 says, and seek you not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither what you be doubtful of mind. That's right. So if the Lord can feed all the birds on planet Earth, he can feed you. And trust in the Lord. Mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Back.
Thank you, Frank. Frank's going crazy with the crack sound bites. All right, we're looking at a study. This is out of the researchers at Northwestern University. They say heart failure is killing more young Americans. That's right. They say now more Americans are living and dying with heart failure, according to this study. It's been on the rise since 2012, regardless of what mainstream medicine says that more people are living longer. Actually, no, we're not. 6 million American adults are now living with heart failure. And with the aging population, we're getting some epidemics of heart disease and obesity and diabetes and things like that. So healthcare not doing so well, I know. All right, moving along on the Quack Report. By the way, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that in the first segment. But is last up, Frank, heads up, last but not least in the Quacker, one of America's largest milk producers just filed for bankruptcy because more and more consumers are switching to non-dairy type beverages. So this is this growing trend. People are switching from pasteurized, homogenized milk. So Dean Foods, recently the largest milk producer in America, filed bankruptcy, and not long after that, Borden Dairy followed in suit as well, filing Chapter 11. So instead, consumers are kind of opting for either fresh raw milk, if it's legal in their state, or they're going for the nut-based milk alternatives, which is really killing off the cow milk dairy industry. So Borden will continue with business as usual, according to their release. It's simply a reorganization on their end to eliminate their unsustainable debt. But, you know, it's just a matter of time before they're going to close entirely. So since 2015, consumers of processed dairy in the United States has declined by 6% over the last 18 months. A shocking 2,730 dairy farms have gone out of business. So meanwhile, the demand for the plant-based alternative milk products and even raw milk has skyrocketed. So there's this big switch in cow's milk to alternatives. Check that out. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about death occurs every 37 seconds from this disease. Well, we're told that the number one killer is heart disease, followed by cancer, and then death at the hands of medical science. And that source is from Dr. Perth Gotekheim, who wrote the book Deadly Medicine and Organized Crime. We played a clip recently by him not too long ago. So according to the American Heart Association, a person is dying every 37 seconds from heart failure, and there are over 7 million people living in the United States with heart disease. So these numbers are not very complementary for the treatments prescribed by scientific medicine. So we're going to see if there's a better way. Here is a quote from Dr. Michael Valentine. Oh, just in time for Valentine's Day. He's president of the American College of Cardiology, and he says, despite the grim news that heart disease remains the number one killer in America, progress is being made. Nearly half of all the Americans have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, have lifestyles with some type of preventable risk factor like smoking, drinking, or lack of exercise. Well, what medicine is saying is people are living longer, but the mortality rates aren't with that. No, no. Let's look at this thing because it's not slowing down. Heart disease, according to the American Heart Association, is quite frankly on the rise. So there is no drug that prevents heart disease. So congenital defects aside, heart disease is associated with lifestyle. So the number one diagnosis in the category of heart disease is congestive heart failure. So millions are put on drugs for their weak heart, in which the drugs tend to cause a lot of side effects like hearing loss, aggressive dry coughing, low blood pressure, kidney failure, mineral imbalance, and further weakening of the heart muscle. Well, let's look at the heart failure symptoms for a minute, because congestive heart failure is a bit different from those who suffer from heart attacks. So congestive heart failure does not mean that the heart quits working. The name congestive heart failure describes not a sudden collapse, as in a heart attack, but is a gradual weakening and failure of the heart to pump adequately. So when this occurs, body fluids do not circulate very well, nor do they get excreted by the body properly. And then you have this edema or fluid buildup that occurs usually around the heart muscle and also the lungs. So the heart becomes enlarged, and this affects the left ventricle of the heart. And the heart is still pumping, however, at a ridiculously reduced rate, and therefore oxygen-rich blood is not getting to the body as it should. So a good way to think of congestive heart failure is that the heart is kind of constipated, much like when a bowel gets blocked up. So when congestive heart failure, blood backs up in the veins, swelling the legs, ankles, and the feet, fluid is not exiting the body enough through the kidneys like it should, since the pump doesn't have enough pressure for the fluids, and so you get this backup into the pulmonary system, causing a lot of congestion and sometimes even pneumonia for congestive heart patients. Now, needless to say, if you suffer from this problem, you're going to have things like shortness of breath, no energy, poor digestion, weight gain, which a lot of it is fluid, memory problems, high blood pressure, and heart valve disease. So you get this thickening of the valves and the walls of the heart when this happens. Here's a quote from Ashley Montague, who says, "The doctor has been taught to be interested not in health but in disease. What the public is taught is that a return to health is a cure for disease." It's kind of a different look on it, isn't it? Well, let's look at the medication malady, because you want to do your homework on any medications recommended to you. So you can visit the website called worstpills.org, and you can dig up information on the drugs recommended by doctors. So there are dozens of drugs that doctors might prescribe, and the side effects could, you know, put your life in danger. And here's an example. One drug called Inspra is a drug often given to congestive heart failure patients, and it is listed as causing serious and sometimes fatal arrhythmia, where you get a lot of heart rhythm disturbances. Here's another quote by yours truly. It says, 20% of the patients diagnosed with congestive heart failure die within 1 year. 50% die within 5 years. And so you got this system of illusion when it comes to treating this. Congestive heart failure is a big moneymaker for modern medicine. It is the leading cause of hospital admissions for people over 65. So treatments for congestive heart failure brings in billions of dollars to the medical industry. That said, the American Heart Association and its board they're going to promote the symptom management treatments to keep the doctors and the hospitals reaping more money than the average patient can imagine. So how does it happen? Well, most individuals with congestive heart failure have gotten the condition slowly over time. Therefore, the recovery to correct the cause of this problem is going to take, in most cases, consistent work for about a year. So physicians experienced in the natural healing of this kind of thing know it's going to be a combination of things to get the person back to good health. Most people with congestive heart failure are overweight, have high blood pressure and cholesterol. They may also have diabetes. They eat the wrong foods, and they're generally sedentary. So the first line of business is to get the nutrition into the body while you're lightening the burden on the major organs. So this approach will also produce weight loss, further removing stress on the organs. So, because what you have here is a system in a collapse. So with your cardiovascular problems, it involves a body starving for nutrition, which is missing from the modern diet. Many of the natural fats and oils in foods are necessary for healthy hearts, and they are actually removed from a lot of processed foods to prevent spoilage and to extend the shelf life. So a strong cardiovascular system also needs mineral nutrition for a steady heartbeat and to clear the arteries and veins. So current farming practices have depleted a lot of mineral nutrients from the soil and produce inferior foods. Also, your prescription medications also flush a lot of those minerals you need out of the body. Processed salt has all the minerals we need removed. So once the body has a steady supply of nutrition, which is void of pharmaceuticals, food preservatives, additives, pesticides, and other toxins, the body can then rebuild and strengthen itself. That's what the body's designed to do. Now, accept the fact that your lifestyle changes are going to be permanent, and you can never go back to that old lifestyle that made you so sick. Here's food for thought. Your diet can change your DNA within 6 days. If your food can do that for the better, imagine what junk food diets and toxic pharmaceuticals and vaccines do to your DNA. So what you consume matters more than you know. So here is the plan for strengthening the cardio system. You should opt in for organic fruits and vegetables and whole grains. No processed white flour. Get the omega-3 fatty acids back in the diet, you know, olive oil, avocados, fatty fishes like salmon. These are healthy fats. For calcium and magnesium, you want to use whole food plant sources for that. Whole food supplements is going to be best, not the isolated mega doses of chemicals. Also, use your heart-strengthening herbs. They're also going to promote a healthy blood pressure. And use your natural minerals like in your Celtic sun-dried salt, which won't promote hypertension, but you get the 84 microminerals for the cardio system. Also, there are natural diuretics out there that you might want to consider, such as Lobelia inflata, one of my favorites for that. So here's some things you want to avoid, too. Cow's milk, cheese, anything from cow's milk, because it's very bad for the heart. Any cardiologist that's truthful will tell you that. Also, smoking, as well as excessive alcohol and processed fast foods, those are all very bad. Of course, you probably know that. You're being also savvy out there. Now, let's talk about fast-tracking the recovery, shall we? I like to do a lot of juice flushing with citrus and vegetables. It helps to fast-track a lot of live nutrition and enzymes into the system without the heavy bulk of food that the body has to use more energy to digest. So when you have less energy expended on getting the nutrition into the system, then that energy can go to healing the system and the body. So this is going to offer you a 50% improvement almost immediately within 1 to 2 months. So if the patient goes strictly vegetarian, even faster. So the other 50% improvement is going to be kind of a gradual thing over time, probably within the next 6 months or more. I like to add also the organ cleanses, the bowel, the urinary, the liver, gallbladder, and the blood system as well, because these herbs help stimulate a lot of kidney function, helps thin the blood, strengthen the cardio muscle, and stabilize the blood pressure. Next, I like to add a little bit of aerobic exercise as a at a gradual pace. So you want to get everything stable. You want the weight to come off and the fluid retention to go away. And then we start, you know, gradually upticking the exercise. Now, some people make the mistake that to thin the blood, you should drink less fluids, but that's not the case. More fluids are required to help flush a lot of the gunk out of the system so it can function normally. So if the body is hoarding fluid, it usually is a sign of dehydration or improper balance of trace minerals, or in this case, weak heart or kidney function. So I like to use, like I said, the lobelia herb as a natural diuretic. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. It's called relaxation formula. So for reversing heart disease, it can only happen if the patient wants it to happen and puts the effort in. If you're still of the notion that my doctor will worry about it and I'll just take what he tells me, that's going to get you dead within 5 years, pretty much. That's just a symptom management tool. That's all they have is symptom management tools and surgery. Those are their tools. They know nothing outside of that. The body's starving for nutrition and a right lifestyle. Please give it to it. So you want to clean up the lifestyle. That's going to be a permanent change. I love to use hawthorn berries. It has a lot of rich flavonoids, which bind to the heart cells. And then the heart requires less oxygen and blood to function. So it can start the regeneration process. It lightens the burden. Aggressive doses of the hawthorn may be necessary depending on how bad off the whole situation is. Maybe 2 teaspoons of tincture may be required as a dose. Now, circulation herbs are also great in tincture form. They help to balance the blood pressure, give the body some energy. I like to use high heat unit circulatory herbs like habaneros. So those, you can, you know, drop those liquids into like V8 juice or tomato juice. Cools the hot taste, but it doesn't diminish the power. So there's a way to use those and utilize those. And of course, those organ cleanses I mentioned from bowel to blood system, it's going to remove the toxins and help restore a lot of circulation to the organs. Okay. It gets rid of the blockages. So at this stage, if you're here and you're doing all that, the chance of a heart attack are significantly diminished. It's almost zero. Okay. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their professional strength. They have herbal formulas to help cleanse and nourish the body back to health. You want to check out their heart formulas because you'll be amazed what you can do with solid effort to change your lifestyle and use your medicinal herbs to strengthen the system as you go. So give them a call now to order. The number is toll-free in the United States and Canada. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is their web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. Of course, that's where healthcare options just became endless. Of course, Valentine's Day is right around the corner here, so they're having a sale now through the 14th. So you can save 25% on orders of $50 or more. Details are on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. But if you don't have internet access, you can just call and ask about it. And if your order's over $50, you can save 25%. The coupon code, if you're online, is February, or FEB for short, and the number 20. So Feb 20 is the discount code if you want to get that 25% off. So do so now. A lot of people, they're getting their pandemic kits. They're getting their cold and flu stuff. The coronavirus, I guess, is on everybody's mind. But hey, if you missed the show we did on the coronavirus, do go back and check it out. We did it on January 28th. It's up on the archives now. And you can download and listen there anytime. Go to thepowerherbs.com, click on Herb Talk, and select that show if you want to learn about that. The origins of the coronavirus. I'm not worried, Frank. There's a lot of medicinal herbs that boost immune system, magnify antibody activity, cleanse the pulmonary. There's lots you can do to protect yourself. Especially if you're a male between 30 and 50, apparently this coronavirus has been engineered to target males in that age group. So, all right, we're going to talk about liver herbs too. You know, liver body's one of the body's really hardworking organ, really is. I mean, aside from heart and bowel, liver, largest organ in the body, what it is, a lot of responsibility. And the liver has to change food into energy, neutralize poisons, such as alcohol, prescription drugs. It helps with digestion with the pancreas. And it helps regulate or monitor sugar and hormone activity as well. So it's got a lot of important jobs to do. And if your liver gets sick, it starts to drop some of that work. And then you have, you know, diseases. A lot of times, you know, it's hard to say that it's linked to the liver in some instances, but the liver is a very important organ. We want to make sure it stays healthy and happy. So there are lots of health risks that can affect your liver. You can get viruses like hepatitis. Drug therapy can destroy your liver in a skinny minute because the liver is supposed to protect you from toxins. Frank says he's not worried about coronavirus either because he eats plenty of garlic. Absolutely great. It's like a natural antibiotic, Frank. It's good against viruses. So you're square there. I love garlic. We put garlic in a lot of the herbal formulas at Apothecary Herbs. A lot of the immune boosters have it. So, but if you're allergic to garlic, we have some without. So the liver can, when it gets diseased, it can get scar tissue on it. It can cause cirrhosis of the liver. That's what happens. Some people can get fatty livers. But cirrhosis of the liver can happen in 80% of the liver disease cases, and most of them are preventable. Okay. Now, a sure sign that the liver may be getting sick, you may get some yellowing of the skin, also known as jaundice. That's obvious. You know, that would be something you would see right away. Nearly 10 out of 100,000 people die from chronic liver disease, which was totally avoidable. So more than 2 million Americans have alcohol-related liver disease, and that works out to about 30,000 deaths a year. And we're told 3.5 million people have hepatitis C, and that causes about 12,000 deaths a year. And within scientific medicine, they're saying there's no such thing as hepatitis. There's some professionals in science saying there's no such thing as hepatitis C. It's all fake, made up. That's interesting. Hepatitis B affects 46,000 people and increases the risk of getting liver cancer by about 100%, causes about 5,000 deaths a year. So a very disturbing stat is that the liver transplants are on the rise for children. Why is that? So if you contract hepatitis, your physician can only advise you to get some rest and refrain from anything that can further damage the liver, like drinking alcohol, taking drugs, either prescription or recreational. And if you have cirrhosis of the liver, the most your doctor can do is offer you relief from the symptoms, the complications too. So if you eat something poisonous, let's say you eat a poisonous mushroom, all your doctor can do is wait until that fatal consequence runs its course, because modern medicine refuses to use herbs to protect you from things like that. But there's been scientific studies where herbs can protect you. If you ate a fatal poisonous mushroom, you don't have to die. And then, you know, people sign up. What did we just hear from this week? Rush Limbaugh, I'm sorry to hear he has lung cancer. So he's going to be going for the allopathic treatments for that. Chemo, radiation, that kind of thing. I had somebody back in the 90s did some research on, well, this was back in the 90s, did some research on lung cancer, and I think it had a 2% recovery rate. Everything else was mortality to the max. So 98% mortality with lung cancer. Frank's asking, what if you take activated charcoal? Well, it is designed to absorb a lot of its own weight, many, 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 many times its own weight and toxins. So it's good for poisons. And you're saying because of the mushroom. I mean, it's not going to hurt, you know. But there's a lot of other things you can do for poisonous mushrooms. But anyway, I can see by the clock we're coming up to a break. So we're going to talk about your liver. We got lots to do here. And what you can do to protect your liver. Look after it, keep it all nice and happy, so that you know, it's a real important part of your immune defense, your liver. So we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about how we can look after our very important organ called our liver. Now, scientific medicine often prescribes chemo to people with liver cancer or liver disease, and in 2009, a study revealed that milk thistle herb reduces the inflammation in the liver and protects it from further damage from things like chemo. So, however, scientific medicine wants to leverage your milk thistle for chemo treatments, and in order to give more potent doses of the toxic substances, so they'll say, yeah, use your milk thistle so we can give you more chemo. So the study made it into the Journal of Cancer and American Cancer Society, and Dr. Kara Kelly of New York at the Presbyterian Hospital says this: chemotherapy drugs cause inflammation in the liver. Often doctors have to discontinue the treatments. And despite limited knowledge of milk thistle herb, medicine has begun to use the herb to reduce that inflammation. Well, and then there was the skin cancer study. Another study by the University of Colorado in 2013 found that milk thistle kills skin cells that have been mutated by UVA radiation and helps protect the skin from damage. So this research and another similar study got published in the Journal of Molecule Carcinogenesis. Here's a quote from Dr. Rishesh Agrawal, PhD, Cancer Prevention and Control, CU Cancer Center, who says, when you have a cell affected by UV radiation, you either want to repair it or kill it so that it can't go into to cause cancer. So we show that the milk thistle contains the silobilin dose on both. So it seems to balance out this cell, and so it doesn't mutate. And then there's some anti-cancer herbs. Now, this is out of 2007 research that was published in the World Journal of Gastroenterology. They said milk thistle has anti-cancer effects. So the plant's compounds, they say, suppress the growth of cancer cells in the liver. And the study researchers were trying to isolate milk thistle's compound so they can make a drug out of it for hepatitis B patients or people with cirrhosis of the liver or cancer. Of course, their version would deliver side effects, and you can use your whole food version of milk thistle without the risk of those side effects and without the high prescription cost. So here is what the report observed when they were looking at the action of milk thistle towards cancer cells. They said it reduced the number of cancer cells, it stopped the spread of the cancer, it stopped the replication of the cancer, and it altered the cell structure and increased the death of the cancer cell. So what do you suppose you could do, Frank, if you use your milk thistle with your dandelion root, which Windsor Medical University in 2012 also discovered kills all known cancer cells? Here is a quote from Dr. Kai Quinn Hu, physician of hepatology at University of California, says, we discovered that milk thistle with the silobilin in it is a biological compound that has been widely used in folk remedies for liver diseases for centuries, and it is safe and well tolerated by the body. It protects the liver from drug and alcohol injury, and we are looking to manufacture a defined chemical compound from milk thistle for prescription use. Why not just use milk thistle? Of course, he goes on to say, I am convinced that the scientific results show milk thistle can be used to prevent liver cancer, one of the most common cancers worldwide. This has opened our minds to the possibility of testing other herbal supplements for possible cancer treatments. Well, they want to make cancer drugs. That's what they mean there. So let's qualify the standard here. I would caution people that there is a difference between a lot of quality of milk thistle, and the users need to investigate the source of the milk thistle, because sometimes you can get adulterated, especially if it's in bulk from other countries, and you can save a little money and import it, but it may be, you know, they may cut the milk thistle with something else and you just not know it, you know, kind of like, well, it's adulterated. So I would use a certified Till Standard Organic Whole Food milk thistle. Now you can get it in a tincture form, which would, it's an aged concentrate, and that way you're not eating bulk and bulk and bulk and bulk of milk thistle, but you're getting, you know, the dose you need in a small amount, and it's just easier to tolerate. Otherwise you're eating lots of milk thistle. Always make sure that whoever provides you with the, tincture of the milk thistle has, good organic quality standards. They don't use heat in their processing, because heat will lower the medicinal power of your herb. And they have Till Standard Organic. That's the highest organic standard you can get in a quality herb. So definitely look for that. Now, here's another study out of St. Louis University in 2016. They say the effects of milk thistle on colon cancer are amazing. The researchers discovered that the compound silobilin in your milk thistle inhibits the spread of colon cancer cells and increases their cell death. So the research was published in the Journal of Cancer. In this study, it added curcumin to the milk thistle, and it seemed to magnify the milk thistle action. So a lot of times you get synergistic effect when you combine herbs like that. Here is a quote from Well, I can't even pronounce that first name, but last name is Ezekiel, PhD, Biomedical Science, St. Louis University, who says the combination of the herbs and the photochemicals inhibit the cancer cells from multiplying and spreading. So in addition to the cancer cells, they underwent a high amount of cell death, and it killed the cancer. This is an alternative therapeutic approach to cancer treatment to avoid the toxicity of chemo. I do believe that these plant chemicals can be an alternative treatment in preventing colon cancer. So not only does it get rid of the cancer, but it prevents it. So where does modern medicine have anything like that? They're all about symptom management and surgery. All right, and here's something else. If you struggle with insulin issues or sugar imbalances, this research out of 2006 out of the Phytotherapy Research Journal, they were discovering that milk thistle is great for diabetics. Yeah. So the research, the scientists focused on the antioxidant compounds in the plant, at which they found significantly lower sugar that binds to the blood and reduces fasting blood sugar levels. Okay. So the researchers used a lot of medicinal text from John Wiley and Sons archives, which is kind of a research of a lot of medical texts from way back. And they found journal articles and other things and educational materials there, the John Wiley and Sons archives. Here is a quote from the Institute of Medicinal Plants, and this is located in Iran. They say, we don't know the exact mechanism of action in the milk thistle, but the research shows that the silymarin antioxidant can play an important role in treating type 2 diabetes. See, if it doesn't make medicine a ton of money, they're not going to promote that. So are they really about health then? You have to ask yourself, are they really about the pain and suffering of their patients, or are they all about making money? Well, of course, you know, doctors have to do what they're told because they have a license to protect. So the only tools they're given are drugs and surgery. See the problem with the system? Here is, this is a research. Where is this out of? This is out of, it was published in the Journal of Nature's Medicine, 2015. It was some research at the Max Planck Institute in Munich. They were using milk thistle for brain tumors. Researchers were looking for a non-invasive way to treat brain tumors, especially cancer of the pituitary gland. They discovered that this milk thistle with the silymarin antioxidants had no side effects, avoids poisoning the patient with chemo drugs, and the research was successfully published and handed about. Here is what they said at the Max Planck Institute of Munich. They said the silymarin in milk thistle is the major active compound and has an outstanding safety profile in humans, which is already being used in the treatment of liver disease. Music to me is. And milk thistle, God's medicinal herb. Didn't he tell us in the good book, herbs are here for the service of man and the human? And God can't lie. Science is just backing him up. Right? And it's not a coincidence. No. Well, is it a coincidence that there are 500,000 gallbladders removed each year, or is it because our sick livers are not able to detoxify the system anymore due to liver disease? Liver and gallbladder work in tandem. Okay? So the toxins that the liver takes out of your blood system and tries to neutralize, there's all these residues, waste product that has to be eliminated out of the body. Okay? So the liver kills the offending poison, and then there's residues. And they go through the gallbladder and then through the duodenum to the bowel and urinary to leave the body. This is why organ cleansing is real important. And so if the liver's been hijacked with a lot of detoxing the blood because of a lot of prescription drugs and stuff, then the gallbladder is getting hit as well. And so 500,000 gallbladders are being removed because they're sick. They have all that toxic residue there, and they get congested with stones. And what's medicine do? Remove the thing. They don't try to prevent gallbladder disease or stones or anything like that. Well, now in the 17th century, there was this British herbalist, Nicholas Culpepper. He used milk thistle herb for jaundice and liver disease. In the first century, a Roman physician called Pitney, he published writings about how amazing milk thistle was at helping the body carry off bile. Where's the bile coming from? Liver and gallbladder. So it aided both your liver and gallbladder to use milk thistle. It aided in its function. Now, homeopaths have used the small amounts of milk thistle for liver disorders and gallstones and even varicose veins. I love milk thistle. Very, very mild tasting herb. It's not bitter. No. It's not hot. It's amazing. You will just love milk. I love the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a liver detox tea with a little bit of cinnamon in it. Beautiful, beautiful flavor. Check that out. All right, let's look at some more studies real quick. German researchers were able to identify three liver protective compounds from milk thistle in 1968. 1968, I was 7 years old. So, okay, 68, right? Over 50 years later, does medicine promote milk thistle? No. Although the compounds are known today, in milk thistle to be, the major one is silymarin. How do these compounds in the milk thistle work? Well, they know they bind to receptors on the liver cell membranes, and they block toxins from entering the liver cell itself. And you may recognize this function by the name antioxidant. And the silymarin goes the extra mile, and it helps the liver repair itself while it stimulates your immune system. So milk thistle is known to help sick or old liver cells replace them with healthy new ones. So it helps that liver regenerate. It's one of the fastest regenerating organs we have. I often tell people, if you were in the Garden of Eden, like, you know, Adam and Eve were, you would have a liver that regenerated so fast that you'd have a new liver every 30 days. But of course, there weren't any toxins back there. In the Garden of Eden, were there? Nobody was swigging down Pepsi or alcohol either. So what scientists are finding out is that milk thistle can be used for even the worst liver disease safely and effectively. Now, the German E-Commission, kind of a similar entity as our FDA over here, they evaluated herbs for liver function and approved milk thistle extract for all liver conditions. I don't see the FDA doing that, do you, Frank? Mm-mm. So under the studies for hepatitis, several European researchers found that when patients used the milk thistle, they recovered quickly. One Italian study of about 20 hepatitis patients, some were given milk thistle, some got a placebo, they found that the patients that took the milk thistle regained normal liver function. Hepatitis. Europeans found that those who accidentally eat poisonous mushrooms had a 95% survival rate when they used the milk thistle. Wow. So the silymarin in your milk thistle is able to block the poison from entering the liver and killing the organ. So one, and of course you can't have your liver die because it's the one that's protecting you from toxins. See? So one Scandinavian study had 97 alcoholics in the study with liver damage, probably cirrhosis, fatty livers, but not yet on, stage 4 liver disease yet. Half were given milk thistle to take for about 4 weeks. The other half, they were given a placebo. Those that were taking the milk thistle had significant improvement in their liver enzymes, indicating the liver was healing. Yeah, that's the other thing. If you're taking a prescription drug that the doctor makes you come in and take blood tests periodically to check your liver enzymes, because they know the drug will kill your liver and your liver enzymes will go out of whack. So once the liver enzymes show up out of whack, they have to take you off the drug. But the damage is being done to the liver already. See? Well, let's look at some drug-induced studies. Here, they say consuming alcohol isn't the only drug that can damage your liver. Taking large or long-term doses of over-the-counter drugs like acetaminophen, your Tylenol, or prescribed medications can damage your liver. So in one animal study, they used milk thistle. It was given to the animals to protect their livers, and then they gave them large doses of acetaminophen to test. The milk thistle prevented liver damage. Wow. In another study, milk thistle prevented liver damage from antibiotics, antidepressants, and antipsychotic drugs. Now, I'm not advocating you take those drugs and use milk thistle. But, you know, I would just not take those drugs, but milk thistle may be your buffer. Industrial chemicals are another thing that can really damage your liver. This is research that has been documented that the silymarin antioxidant in your milk thistle minimizes the damage that the liver is associated with when you have long-term exposure to a lot of industrial chemicals. So workers who suffered liver damage working around the chemical toluene and xylene, they took 2 to 4 teaspoons of milk thistle extract 3 times a day for a month, and this produced substantial reduction in their elevated liver enzymes. I mean, there's tons of research on this. If I can find this, so can your doctors, but they're all too busy writing prescriptions. Milk thistle is still under the microscope in a lot of mainstream science. They're trying to dissect the plant and the compound action, the chemical action, to, you know, be able to make drugs out of it and charge you, you know, $30 a pill. But they're looking into how milk thistle lowers now cholesterol and reduces the risk of diabetes. Now, for some, milk thistle in large doses can cause stomach upset. So it's recommended that, you know, if you're pregnant or nursing, not to use milk thistle unless under, you know, direction of a physician or a naturopath. We do have some other nice little facts about it. Milk thistle, high in a lot of minerals that are important, high in chromium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, selenium, tin, and zinc. Also has a margin of healthy fat in it. Studies have shown that people who suffer from liver disease, and especially those who are alcoholics, tend to be low in their vitamin D. You can get vitamin D by getting some healthy exposure to your sunlight. Vitamin D also helps your liver to properly convert and store various phosphorus compounds for proper liver function. Now, this particular function helps the liver to manage glucose. So when the liver is has excessive glycogen, the lipid levels increase and then clog up your liver. Your vitamin D is also responsible for regulating calcium and cellular integrity in the body. So foods that are going to be high in your vitamin D are cod liver oil, maybe a tablespoon a day, eating herring or mackerel, about 3 ounces, or sardines, 3 ounces, tuna, 3 ounces, milk, but of course we're off the cow's milk, but usually a cup of cow's milk will have it, as well as eggs, one large egg a day. So you can get your vitamin D in all kinds of ways. So, you know, you can power up your whole system and protect your liver. It's been kind of a long understanding of mine that it's usually more than just one medicinal herb or natural therapy that gets people's bodies back in balance, back to healing, back to wellness. For instance, science is discovering when you use milk thistle with other herbs, it can magnify its action. It's a synergistic effect. And you can do the same with your immune-boosting herbs. The same, I like to use my echinaceas with ginseng and astragalus root and mullein and things like that. Dandelion root is also another herb diabetics tend to tap into, as well as astragalus root. Now, if you use astragalus root with dandelion, it magnifies dandelion. So you're going to find a bunch of herbs we just talked about at Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. So if you're using a bunch of medicines and you're not feeling well, you got side effects, secondary disease, from the drugs, you may want to start doing some homework and look into some alternatives out there, because God promises you a healing from Genesis to Revelation. So Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104, 14, Revelations 22, chapter 2, verse 2. So you have his holy promise that his herbs are here for you. And I truly believe, because when I discovered herbs, it was like the world's best kept secret. I was amazed. And I worked in healthcare. And I was impressed. Impressed. So it can turn the whole thing around. And herbs are just really packed with nutrients, which the body's starving for. Your medicinal herbs are going to typically be bitter, and you're going to use small amounts of the bitter ones, and that's on purpose. You're only supposed to use a little bit. Now, if it tasted like a strawberry, you'd eat too much of it, see? So, and I have to mention, we were talking about heart failure in the first segment, and if you notice, a lot of the cardio strengthening herbs are red in color. And that's something, it's almost like they were color-coded by God for us there. And it's interesting. Milk thistle is kind of the color. It's a light color, a tan color, like a healthy liver would be. Mm-hmm. There's really no excuse why we shouldn't be using medicinal herbs. But what are we doing? We're using toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Third leading cause of death in the United States. That should tell us something. So if you're battling cancer and you're battling type 2 diabetes, if you're battling any kind of cancer, really, colon cancer, liver cancer, brain cancer, hey, science has already told us milk thistle is your herb. I like to pair it with dandelion and astragalus root for more power. If cancer is the thing, that's what I would be doing. So, hey, you know, if enough of us get smart out there and we start doing our due diligence and taking care of ourselves and watching that lifestyle and using medicinal herbs, we could bankrupt the healthcare system. Wouldn't that be something, Frank? Right? Yeah. But people, you know, they're just not proactive. A lot of them aren't. I know some of you out there are. God bless you. You know, so foods, medicinal herbs, spices, those are your medicines. That's what the body needs. What you put in the body matters. And so if you'd like to be more informed, have more power put back in your hands to take control of your health, turn it around, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog, and you can request it calling them or going on their website, 866-229-3663 is the phone number, toll free in the United States and Canada. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And the Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're on there on the website, if you do the internet, they do have free newsletters that go out each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday and Health Quest goes out on Friday. Educate yourself. Be empowered. Be knowledgeable and know how to use that knowledge. That's what's important. Having tools, knowing how to use them. Thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back. Be empowered out there. And I'm just about out of time. So 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, they're having their Valentine's Day special, 25% off. So now's a good time if you wanted to try some milk thistle. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.